Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
And I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this is our
favorite
things.
So we did not play on that.
That was a little call and
that
response.
Was nice. I like that.
You.
I felt like I was in church again.
Happy church day.
Oh,
it's Thursday. It's not
anytime
church
we talk about theater, it's a church day.
Hey, actually, we kind of just went to church. Do you want to tell everybody who we just
had
lunch with?
You guys, we just had lunch with Peter Felicia, who you may remember from, like, what is it, 3 weeks ago or a couple weeks ago? We interviewed him on our podcast, on our Monday podcast. He's a theater historian, writer, has got articles everywhere. He literally wrote the book on musical theater, many of them, actually.
So true.
Check out the podcast from a couple weeks ago if you want to know about him. But he has been an idol of ours since we were... Oh, we once, since Rob had hair. What? I just went there. Oh, my God.
What?
Can I do that? I feel bad, Rob. I shouldn't have said that.
You know, I used to wear a toupee.
No, you're shut your face.
I swear to God. From the time, I'm not joking. From the
please,
time,
please, I mean, with all love and respect, can you please post a picture somewhere of it?
Oh, my God. I wore
I had no idea.
I wore it from, I'm being dead serious.
I love you so much,
from
Rob.
From 17 to 23.
Sweet wounded Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. And
wow.
I actually got a toupee before I got a driver's license. You are laughing, my friend. And
love.
There is, and
with
there
love.
Is no
nothing but
there
love.
Is no punchline.
Nothing
coming.
But love. That's it. That is the punchline.
From 17 to 23,
God,
I
Rob.
Wore a toupee.
Wow.
But I will say this, which was really cool.
Yeah.
It was very expensive to maintain
bet.
And wear.
Yeah.
And so I was living in Los Angeles. Uh-huh. And so what they would do is they would have me come in and model the toupees. You're laughing. I'm being dead serious. For celebrities.
I can't. For celebrities?
Who were interested in buying them. And I had to pitch it to the celebrity. And that they would give me a discount on my toupee.
Who are some
toupee.
Celebrities?
I cannot mention any names because they make you sign a disclosure agreement. But I am so good at like watching a TV show or a movie and being like,
that's toupee.
Toupe.
Really?
And you couldn't call them a toupee. You had to call them a unit.
A unit?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a nice unit.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm wearing my unit today.
Wow. Oh, sorry. Man. That is not where
but
I thought this conversation was going to go
totally
at all.
I'll totally post a photo. So, yes, okay. But going back, Peter
well,
Felicia.
Yeah, so Peter, speaking... Well, he's got a beautiful head of hair.
Beautiful
but,
head of hair.
But we had a great lunch with Peter, and we had a nice little chat about show tunes and all things that we all love. And we've just been always inspired by him.
Yeah, and I think it would be really nice if you get the chance, reach out to somebody who inspired you.
Yes, big time. Yes, send a letter. Snail mail always works.
Snail mail or...
an email
yeah, just
or
anything.
Anything.
Just to let people know how much of an effect they had. Because you're right. Peter had a big effect on us
big time.
Growing up.
Yeah. And you're from West Coast, you know.
Yeah, we never went to New York.
And me
really.
In Elmira, New York, which is far, far western New York. I mean, like, I didn't go to New York. I mean, like, he was my ticket in.
He was it. He was really it. So I'm so happy we got a chance to have lunch with him and meet with him and talk to him. And so,
we'll bring him back and we'll have him on the podcast again.
But check him out. We love Peter. Mm-hmm. Somebody that we love just as much as Peter is one of our great listeners, Ray Kampf. Ray Kampf, I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Ray, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly because you are amazing.
The artwork, the book.
Ray sent us a book.
Yeah.
Ray is a great podcast listener, and he sent Kevin and I a wonderful book that I encourage you all to get a copy of. The book is called The Broadway Alphabet Book. One more time, it's The Broadway Alphabet Book. I must warn you.
Yeah, I'm not going to probably write excellent artwork, but I'm probably not going to give it to my 9-year-old nephew.
No, it's adult oriented.
Yes, I would say that's a good way of describing
it's very
it.
Very hysterical.
Very funny, very smartly done.
And it's really good. You can buy it at www.artwhore.com.
As in,
that's Ray's website.
Like, best little
whore house in Texas.
Okay, great. Yep.
And it's really fun. I'm going to read one of them for you really quickly because they're so good. So each letter has a different musical associated with it.
Love that.
With a hysterical illustration. And so this is C. C is for cats, and the audience often has major regrets that game show host Bob Barker didn't spay and neuter these pets. So it's very funny.
And that's without the visual, so
yes,
you know.
It's wonderful. So, Ray, thank you so much for the book. We so, so appreciate it. And everyone go on to www.artwhore.com and pick up a copy of Ray's book. They're great for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and if you're an atheist, they're just great for the week.
Nice.
Thank you.
So this is our favorite things, friends. You know the routine. We're going to each talk about one of our favorite things that maybe you don't know or each other doesn't know. And we actually don't know what each other's going to talk about before we get started. So it's always an adventure and exciting.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Actually, mine is an adventure.
Oh, is it?
Shall I go first?
Of course.
Okay, here we go. So mine's a movie.
Oh.
1973.
Oh.
Written by a wonderful, brilliant, genius man of the musical theater. And this is his first foray into writing a screenplay. He's known for writing musicals, but he's going to write his first screenplay.
It isn't Sondheim.
It is Stephen Sondheim.
Is it?
It is the only screenplay that Stephen Sondheim has ever written.
I know he did Reds, the music to that, but that's not the screenplay.
There is not one note of his music that appears in this movie that he wrote.
Fascinating.
It's Stephen Sondheim, co-written with Anthony Perkins.
Oh, how nice.
Psycho. Norman Bates.
And Green Willow
for our musical theater fans.
Everyone's like, what?
The cast features Diane Cannon, Raquel Welch, James Mason from Lolita, Richard Benjamin, James Coburn.
Oh.
The movie is called The Last of Sheila.
You got me.
Really?
Yeah, no, I recall reading that in his biography, but I could not tell you what this movie's about. You've got me on this
one,
Rob.
Well, get ready.
I'm buckling up.
Now, what's so funny is that Ray actually also reached out to us and was like, you guys should talk about Last of Sheila.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, so this is a perfect tie-in for Ray. So for those of you who don't know, Stephen Sondheim wrote one screenplay in his entire life. He was very good friends with Anthony Perkins. In fact, Anthony Perkins, who we best remember as Norman Bates from Psycho,
right,
was actually the first choice to play Bobby in Company.
Oh, that's perfect.
Before Dean Jones, it was going to be Anthony Perkins.
And he was in Evening Primrose.
He was in Evening Primrose.
Right, the TV, mini musical that Sondheim
did. Which is so great. If you haven't seen it, you should watch that. And Stephen Sondheim was a huge fan of Murder Mystery Games, or still is a huge fan
of
Murder Mystery
Games. His house is full of them. I mean, they're everywhere. Yeah, old historic ones.
And the big thing he used to do in the 60s was he would do scavenger hunt murder mysteries all around New York City.
Amazing.
With all of his celebrity friends. So he would rent limos for everybody, and people like Jerome Robbins and Lee Remick would get into the limo, and they'd have to go all over New York City picking up these clues. And one day Herb Ross, the director and choreographer, said to him, you should see if you can make a movie out of these murder mystery games. And they came up with a wonderful movie called The Last of Sheila. And for those of you that don't know, this plot is James Coburn is a movie producer, and he invites a whole bunch of his friends out to celebrate, or commemorate, I should say, the one-year death of his wife. His wife was killed by a hit-and-run driver. And when he gets everyone together, it becomes really clear that Clinton thinks that one of the people he's invited is responsible for hitting her with his car.
Oh, so it's a little murder mystery.
Wonderful murder mystery. And what you think, this is the really cool thing about the movie. I'm not going to give anything away because there's like spoilers aplenty. You think that the movie's going to be about who killed his wife. You can figure that out within 2 minutes. There's a deeper, bigger, greater mystery in this movie, and I will not tell you what it is,
why did Sondheim write a movie that...
It is so good.
Yeah.
And there were rumors that him and Anthony Perkins were going to write more murder mysteries, and for some reason, they just never did it. The filming was really complicated, because Raquel Welch was in it, and apparently she was not the greatest person to work with.
Interesting.
And they said it was very, very, very difficult to work with her. And they said that oftentimes you would see furniture go flying out of her dressing room or she would throw something at a crew guy. But the movie is called Last of Sheila. You must watch it. And I'm going to give you all a clue because it was on the movie poster. The answer is in the title.
What the movie's, the deeper meaning of the movie.
The Last of Sheila. So as you watch the movie.
So it's about a chorus line. It's like.
It's The Last of Sheila. Yeah. Is she the one who gives
Sheila's like the sassy
the real
one.
Sassy,
you know?
Sassy look.
Yeah, she's
is she the one at the end of a chorus line, like after he dismisses everyone, she thinks she's going to get the job?
Yeah.
You know what I've always
hand
wanted
on
to
hip,
see?
That
she
one.
Puts her hand on her hip. For those of you who don't know chorus line,
Deidre Goodwin in the revival.
Oh, Deidre Goodwin.
Whom we teach with.
Which I love because you'd see Deidre and she would give him the look and she would just walk from stage right to stage left and was so powerful. And then I realized if they're doing that like at the Muni, where the stage is incredibly wide,
good luck.
Sheila's going to be walking for about 4 or 5 minutes in dead silence.
Sorry.
It's very like kabuki. Just staring at Zach as she walks from stage right to stage left.
The football field to stage left. Yeah, totally. Oh my God. Last of Sheila. Okay, there's a mystery in the title alone.
Last of Sheila, there is a clue.
Isn't that like Sondheim to do that? You know?
So when you get to the end of the movie and you realize what the title is meant the entire time, you literally hit yourself in the head.
So really, you've not only given us a favorite thing, but you've given us a little mystery on top of it all.
A little mystery on top of the favorite thing. Mm. So everyone, Last of Sheila, I think it's available on Amazon, and it is wonderful. Oh,
I
wonderful.
Dig that.
Kevin.
All right.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I'm taking us down a Broadway path, but it's also a very popular path. So a lot of people know this TV show.
Oh.
And this TV show is, I would say, a good friend to Broadway in that this TV show takes a lot of inspiration when they do little sidecar tidbits, and they take their little inspiration from Broadway. It's a cartoon TV show.
Is it Family Guy?
It is Family Guy. Do we have any Family Guy watchers out there? I mean, this show's been on for years and years. It's got the little Stewie with the little football head. Kid, you know, Stewie.
Do you know who his voice is based on?
Well, no, who?
He based it on Rex Harrison.
This is Seth MacFarlane, who made the series. He based it on Rex.
It's supposed to be Rex Harrison.
Brilliant.
From My Fair Lady.
See, that's my favorite thing. You've already. That's amazing. So I'm fascinated with this show because they oftentimes, you know, if you watch the show, you know that it's definitely adult humor, and you know that they often will have they will go off on tangents left and right all the time. Sometimes for no reason, you'll just see Conway Twitty singing a song. Yeah. But one of my favorite things they do is that they do these send up Broadway full production, you know, songs and scenes and all of that. And so they have original numbers that they do, like Bag of Weed. That's a funny song. But one of my favorite things that they've ever done is Herb the Perv. You know, he's the guy down the street who's obsessed with Chris the son. He's like, you know, the pervert down the street. So they do Somewhere That's Green. They do Somewhere That's Green, and Herb is in drag playing the Ellen Green, playing Audrey, and Chris is Seymour. But here's the cool thing: you have to Google YouTube it or whatever it is. There, someone has posted the original movie version and the cartoon version, and I am not kidding you when I say it is shot for shot identical. So when they start and you know, he's mowing the lawn and Audrey's like inside, it's Chris mowing the lawn, and then he hears the dog and he goes to the dog. I mean, it's amazing because they really copied exactly what the movie is. But you know, Perb the Perv has this like ugly nose and he's so creepy looking, but he's got blush on and he's like, he looks great. I mean, it's the only time we really see the softer side of Herb the Perv. But I'm fascinated with the fact that they didn't try to just create their own version, that they really honored what the movie is and the relationship involved there. So that's one example of their throw up to Broadway. But the other one is, if you remember, there's a Gene Kelly movie called Anchors Away from 1945, and he dances with Jerry Mouse, like of Tom and Jerry, and it's like, it's really cool at the time. And can you imagine 1945 going to a movie theater and seeing like a cartoon and seeing Gene Kelly dancing with it? Well, they insert Stewie as the mouse, so Stewie does an entire dance number with Gene Kelly original choreography, of course. And I don't know. I love them both. I think that they're both really fun and really silly and stupid. You can look them up on YouTube. I would type in, I don't know, Family Guy Gene Kelly, and you'll find
You'll find something.
And then also type in Family Guy Somewhere That's Green. And you'll see these two clips, among many, many others. I mean, there's so many that I could talk about, but those truly are my favorites.
You're right. He loves... They are very good to Broadway on that show.
And I would like to say, Seth MacFarlane, write us a Broadway musical.
Please.
Like, why don't you come... Like, let's just see what you got, you know?
There were rumors that he was going to come do The Music Man, and he was going to be Harold Hill.
Oh, really?
In The Music Man. And I think that would be so...
Oh, that's fascinating.
Wonderful. Did you ever see the Family Guy episode? It's where Lois works at a community theater. The guy who always did all the shows at the community theater has finally died.
Right.
And the last show he did was Miss Saigon, but he would play he would cast himself in the lead role.
Right.
And so
classic.
So they were doing his thing on the news, and they were like, and so, you know, Joe Smith has died today, and you might remember him. He's worked at the community theater for 80 years. His last performance was Miss Saigon, and it's literally this old guy in a kimono and a black wig, and he goes, la 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 Miss Saigon, la 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 Chinese people, la 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 Miss Saigon.
It's not even Chinese.
No. That's also a great episode.
I love the Family King and Guy I episode. Oh, it's so good.
So okay, so Last of Sheila. There's a clue in that title.
Uh-oh. I gotta see this movie.
Well, now I want to watch some Family Guy.
I know, it's good. Check out Family Guy too, you guys. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you watch it, but if you don't, at least look at some of the Broadway clips because they're pretty funny.
They're pretty genius. He's a genius.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, I gotta go sell some more toupees or units, I should say. Oh, I'll talk to you all soon.
That's a unit.
These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.